Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Now, it may have escaped your notice, but today is Make Way Day. It's exactly what it says, a day to be alert to obstructions that hinder movement, especially people that might have additional needs. They want your pics and posts on social or media, or bad bikes and problem plans, for example. You still have 6 hours or so, so it's worth raising awareness, I think. Elaine Teague is CEO of the Disability Federation and is with me on the line. Elaine, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Cormac.
Now, on Make Way Day, you might tell us how big of a problem this is.
Sure. Well, I suppose just to say that on Make Way Day, we really focus on removing everyday obstacles in our public spaces. So obstacles that stop somebody with a disability from accessing their community. And really, I suppose the problem is that our members and our access groups tell us that the problem is really key things: bikes, bins and cars are the three kind of offenders that that we hear most about from our members.
Really? And, and that seems obvious, not to put the bike or the bin in the way of a pathway.
You would think so, wouldn't you? And I suppose today what we're really trying to do is to ask everybody, do your actions cause a footpath to be blocked? So that's, I'm asking you, I'm asking me, I'm asking everyone who's listening here this evening, do you park your car in a curb? Do you leave your bins out all day, blocking the way? Is your bike locked to a lamppost, stopping somebody from getting past? Because look, public spaces are for everyone. And when you block the path, you may be preventing somebody from getting to their job or getting to an appointment or attending a cultural event. So Make Way Day is not about looking outwards and blaming other people and saying they should do better. It's about looking at ourselves and our own behaviour and asking ourselves, can I do better?
Yeah. It does sound like there's a change of mindset needed, though, isn't there? I mean, there are obvious things that you're talking about. There are also not so obvious to some people obstacles that you could point out. I mean, there's
Absolutely.
The likes of street furniture we see in places, benches that can actually be really problematic for people as well.
Yeah. And things like ladders or skips or building equipment that's left because they're coming back tomorrow or next week to finish a job. Those kinds of things are kind of temporary obstacles and temporary challenges. And I will just say that maybe as we approach the presidential elections, we're going to see posters going up all over the place. Those posters, some of them will slip down the lamppost. They'll be at head height. If you're somebody who's visually impaired and uses a cane, you might not even be aware that there's a poster and you'll collide, your head will collide with the poster. So those kinds of things. And then there's outdoor dining, which we all love and it's great. And most of the time, people really value outdoor dining. But for our members, outdoor dining can be really problematic because tables and chairs that they have to try and get around, and particularly if restaurants move the location of tables and chairs on a daily basis, or they add an extra chair to the end of a table to accommodate an extra person at a table. You know, when you got around it yesterday it was fine, but today when you arrive you actually can't get around it because there's an additional obstacle.
And do you,
there
do you find business owners, cafe owners just aren't aware of this? I mean do you have people within the disability community that have to go into businesses and say, you know, what are you doing placing chairs and tables outside there? I mean, is there awareness at a business level around it? You shouldn't have to do it. You shouldn't have to do it. But it sounds like if it's a problem and no one else is saying anything, that often, I imagine it is left up to the person to say something.
It is often. And also when you think about disabled people, you know, kind of making that stand, that's very helpful that they would do that. But also it means then that parent pushing a buggy can get past, or an older person could get past, or somebody who's had surgery maybe and is using a walking frame. So it's not just about disabled people. It's about inclusive communities that allow for all of us to participate in the things that matter for us in our communities.
It's not just signs or occasional street furniture either. It's actually the quality of the footpaths or the pavements as well. I had a great friend in college who was in a wheelchair, and walking through town one day, it just struck me how poor the sloped in or off ramps were on some of the footpaths. I mean, has that improved at all, I wonder?
Well, I would say that there's always room for more improvement, but there is kind of a growing understanding in local authorities around their responsibility to make sure that when they're designing spaces that they're inclusive. Now, We're on a journey, so I'd say we have a way to go there. But there's also things like the maintenance in kind of public spaces. So things like broken curbs or tree roots that grow up and or shores that have become dislodged. So there's kind of the, you know, the longer term thinking and planning that needs to be done. But then there's also the maintenance that needs to be done in order to help people get around every day.
And when it's done, the quality of life improves an awful lot for people who make use of those amenities. Look, you're asking people really briefly to tag what should be improved at Make Way Day. Is that it?
That's right. Yeah. So we have hashtag Make Way Day 25, and we're asking people, members of the public, anybody really, who spots something that is problematic, to take a picture of it and upload it. We've thousands of images from across Ireland today.
Good.
And I suppose Uachtaráin na hÉireann said, Michael D. Higgins said to us at one point, obstacles are thoughtlessly left on the public path. It's just a lack of awareness sometimes.
Yeah.
And by having this kind of an awareness raising day, we really hope that we'll be changing people's behaviours for today and tomorrow and next week and next month.
And it should be easy to improve as well, let's hope. Also, 51551, I'd love to hear as well. Elaine Teague, though, CEO of the Disability Federation, thank you very much indeed.